Welcome to the Property Magic Podcast. My name is Simon Zucci, and in this podcast, I'm going to deep dive into the property investing strategies and investor mindset from my book, Property Magic. I will also share real estate investing hints, tips, and tricks, which I normally only share on my Property Mastermind Mentorship. Hello and welcome to episode number 229 of the Property Magic Podcast. And this episode is all about how you can sell property for more money in the current buyer's market. Now, this episode is really a follow-up from last week's episode, which is all about how you can upgrade where you live by becoming a tenant buyer. So this is the other side of the coin, whereby you actually sell a property to a tenant buyer. Now, that could be one of your properties, or it could be on behalf of another landlord, and you get paid a fee for putting the deal together. So this could be perfect for you if you have property that you just don't want anymore and you want to sell it to maximize the amount of money from the sale, or if you meet other landlords who've got property that they don't want and you can help them to get rid of it and you can make a fee in the process for doing that whilst also helping someone else get their foot on the property ladder. It's what we call a win-win-win. Now, once again, this is using the incredibly powerful yet massively misunderstood flexible investing tools called purchase lease options, or PLOs. Now, if you speak to any landlord who's been investing for more than 10 years with a good sized portfolio, then they'll probably admit they've got at least one property in that portfolio which they would rather not own. It might have seemed like a good idea at the time of buying, but with what they know now and with the power of hindsight, they probably wouldn't buy that specific property again if they had the chance. Now, having been investing myself in property since 1995, I can tell you I've got several of those kind of properties in my portfolio, ones which I wish I didn't have. And so I've actually used purchase lease options myself to get rid of them in a way that maximized the revenue from the sale of that property, but importantly, took the hassle away from me. Now, you've got to remember, a purchase lease option only really works when the seller wants to get rid of a property, but they don't need the money from the sale now. Now, this can work really well for tired and retiring landlords. You see, most landlords, when selling a property, they want to get as much as they can from that property, but they don't necessarily need the money now. If they were to try and sell the property now, in the current market conditions, which is a buyer's market, which means there are more sellers than there are buyers, they would probably need to sell that property at a discount in order to actually get it sold. By selling the property, obviously, they're not going to get any more future rental income from that, but at least they will have got rid of the hassle of the property, and that's often why these landlords are selling these particular properties. However, by selling the property on a purchase lease option to a tenant buyer, there are many benefits. First of all, they get rid of the hassle, and that can be very quickly. They don't need to sell at a discount, and actually they continue to make a small income each month until the tenant buyer exercises the option and buys the property. This means that the owner of that property can actually make much more from the sale of their property than they would if they did a conventional sale. The landlord also benefits from reduced costs of holding that property because the tenant buyer takes on full responsibility for the property. That means the landlord's no longer responsible for maintenance costs, and they don't need to pay a letting agent to look after the property because the tenant buyer looks after the property as if it were their own home. Now, for this right to buy the property at a set price sometime in the future, the tenant buyer needs to pay an upfront option fee. And we call that getting started money. Now, this getting started money should be at least £3,000, but could be as much as £20,000, depending on the value of the property. Now, think about it. Having put down that kind of upfront money, it means the tenant buyer is serious about buying this property. If the tenant buyer exercises the option to buy, or if they sign it to someone else, which they're allowed to do, the getting started money that they put down is taken off the purchase price. However,
If the tenant buyer walks away from the property without exercising the option or assign it to someone else, they lose that getting started money. So this means the tenant buyer is more committed to buying the property, and they've got a whole different mindset and attitude to one of a normal investor who might expect the landlord to actually look after that property. So who's the ideal tenant buyer? Well, you're looking for someone who's really desperate to get their foot onto the property ladder. They've been renting for a while. They just don't want to do that anymore. And they've got at least some money to put down as this getting started money. Although they're not able to get a mortgage on the property right now, we expect they will be able to get a mortgage at some time in the future. And that's really important to understand. So let me give you some examples. So maybe currently they're a trainee and they've got a pretty low salary. But if they're a trainee doctor or a solicitor or an accountant, once they qualify in a few years' time, they'll have a massive jump in their salary, which means it's probably going to be sufficient enough to be able to afford the mortgage to buy the property. So that's one scenario. Or maybe there's someone, they've already got a high salary, but they've just not been living in the UK long enough to be able to get a residential mortgage. Normally, you need to have lived in the UK for at least 3 years before you can get a mortgage. Now, with enough time, that no longer is a problem. And finally, you get another group of people who maybe they've had a bit of a problem with their credit rating now, but given enough time, that credit rating can be repaired, at which point they will be able to get a mortgage to buy the property. So the benefit for the tenant buyer is that they fix the price of that property today, and given time to become mortgageable, they can purchase the property in the future within that option period. Now, in the meantime, they look after the property as if it were their own home. And this is a huge benefit for the actual owner of the property, who might have been struggling with bad tenants who weren't looking after the property and weren't paying rent, or maybe bad letting agents who also weren't looking after it, or maybe bad tenants and bad letting agents. And the owner, because of this bad experience, just doesn't want the hassle of the property anymore. But remember, also, they don't need the money from the sale of the property now. Now, there's one objection that the property owner might well come up with, and that's if they lock a price for the tenant buyer to buy the property now, even if it's slightly above the current market value, there's a pretty good chance that in a few years' time, the value of the property will have gone up and it might well be more than the agreed option price. Now, obviously, that's a benefit for the tenant owner, to tenant buyer, but the owner might well think, hang on a minute, I'm going to be missing out on some potential capital growth. And that is correct. But the answer to this objection is that, well, if the owner wants to benefit from capital growth, instead of entering into a purchase option, they should just hold the property and rent it out in the normal way. And when the value's gone up in the future, they can sell that property and they'll probably get more money than entering into a purchase lease option with a tenant buyer. But, and this is the big but, the owner would still have the hassle and the responsibility attached to owning that property. And remember, we're looking for properties who want to get away from the hassle, which is why they're considering selling the property now. So I hope that kind of makes sense. You've got to get your head around that. So how do we find these tenant buyers? If you've got a property to sell, yours or someone else's, you want to get a fee for, how do we find them? Well, remember, we're looking for people who want to get their foot on the property ladder as soon as possible. However, they're not able to get a mortgage right now, but they will be able to get a mortgage before the end of the option period. So how do we find these people? Well, there are lots of ways. First of all, you can always put up a sign in the window of the property or outside the property saying something like, "Why rent when you can buy? Own this property for X pounds per month without the need of a mortgage." Now think about it. That's going to really appeal to someone who's renting at the moment, but they want to buy. They can't get a mortgage. They're saying you don't need a mortgage right now, and you can get your foot on the ladder for this amount per month. So that could work really, really well. You could also have some leaflets printed with very similar wording and distributed to all the properties within a few minutes walk of the property that you're trying to get rid of. Now, this is because someone who's maybe living locally, maybe with their parents, and they want to move out of that home, but they don't want to move too far from their parents. This could be perfect for them. Another source of tenant buyers is speaking to your local mortgage broker who helps first-time buyers obtain their first residential mortgage. Now, many first-time buyers struggle to get finance when they want to buy their first property, but they might be able to get a mortgage in the future, so they could be perfect tenant buyers. So you could work with these mortgage brokers to help their clients get a foot on the property ladder, help the mortgage broker make some money by paying them a small finance fee now, and then they can obviously arrange the mortgage in a few years' time when the tenant buyer is more likely to be able to secure the required mortgage. And this is much better than the mortgage broker making nothing because they're unable to secure a mortgage for their client. As always, my property investing, I'm always looking for a win-win-win for everybody involved. And for the landlord who doesn't want their property anymore, they want to sell but don't need the money right now, putting a tenant buyer into that property could be a great solution. The tenant buyer gets their foot on the ladder, gets to treat the property like their own home, they look after it, and that takes the hassle and cost of management away from the owner. So as I said, this is a true win-win-win for all parties in the right circumstances. Now, you can use this for any properties that you want to get rid of. Or maybe you meet a landlord when you're looking for property deals yourself. You meet a landlord who's got a property they're trying to sell, and that particular property doesn't work for you. Well, instead of walking away from this potential deal, you could introduce the seller to a tenant buyer and you get paid a fee for that. Now, normally it's the upfront getting started money that comes to you just for putting the whole deal together. That's because most landlords, they don't know about purchase lease options. So you're getting paid for the specialist knowledge that you have. And to be honest, they probably couldn't do it without you. They wouldn't know where to start. And you might think, well, they could just go to a solicitor to help them. Most solicitors don't understand how to do purchase lease options either. So this is just one of the many ways that you can use purchase lease options. And I explain all of the methods in my brand new book, which is Lease Options Magic. Now, currently, I'm giving away a chapter of this book all about how to sell to tenant buyers. In the last week's episode, I gave away a chapter about how to become a tenant buyer. And now I'm giving away an episode about how to actually sell to tenant buyers. So if you'd like to get a complimentary copy of that chapter emailed to you, just go to this website. Go to www.leaseoptionsmagic.co.uk/sell PLO. So www.leaseoptionsmagic.co.uk/sell PLO. Complete your details and we'll send you an email with a PDF copy of that specific chapter. I'll put the link in the show notes for you. So until next time, as ever, I encourage you to invest with knowledge, invest with skill.
Thanks for listening to the Property Magic Podcast. To get this week's show notes, please visit www.propertymagicbook.co.uk/podcast. You can contact me via LinkedIn, you can follow me on social media, and I highly recommend you subscribe to my YouTube channel to watch loads of valuable property trading for free. All of the details are available in the show notes. Until next time, invest with knowledge, invest with skill.